Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Wednesday, the 14th of November, recording at 5:21 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time, of course. Now, first, the highlights here today. Predictably, Wall Street's gains last night led to some good strength in the Asian markets here today. And particularly notable was the performance by India. Just explosive, and the Indian Banks Index also hitting a new closing high. Might have been a new all-time high, but very, very powerful performance. Quite in contrast to what we have seen really in the Western banks, although they're better in here today. Japanese banks also rallied. All banks have rallied in the last few days, as you're probably aware, and that's important. Moving on, though, in the highlights, the European stock markets were pretty steady in here today. Gains of over 1% in the FTSE, CAC, and Swiss SMI. Again, the latter helped by the rally in banks. And we're seeing some pretty good gains elsewhere, particularly in Brazil, up 2.81%. That's a big move. And incidentally, China's Shanghai index is up over 5% today. So that's checking the recent slide. Wall Street is modestly higher as I speak. And a few hours to go in the trading day, of course. Precious metals, good follow-through from yesterday's strength. And we currently see gold bullion up 11.5. And we've got platinum, spot platinum up 35. We have the March silver up 48 cents. So these are good gains. And we've had a pretty good day here in copper as well, up 10 cents as I speak at 320. That's interesting on the charts. And crude oil up 250 here today, taking it back up to 93.68. Natural gas down a little bit. The grain and bean complex is stronger with the soybeans continuing to lead the way. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, the slide that we had seen in the Western stock markets, that was very much led by the banks, the meltdown in the banks, which caused the Western stock market indices to erode potential support at a fairly rapid and alarming rate overall. Now, there was some contagion or leash effect as far as the Asian markets were concerned, but that was really quite muted. They just sort of drifted a bit lower in a consolidation of their overextended rallies following the August slump in stock markets. Now, you might recall my piece last Thursday on the banking sector, saying we've seen shock and awe, we've had the righteous indignation, now it's time to hug a banker. These are a bit, these have gone too far in here, this sector. Owen and I have had a lot of comment out on them, on the climactic action that we have seen, and we certainly are getting a short covering rally in here right now in the banks. The banking crisis is not over where it exists, is not over by a long shot, as everybody knows, but I think some of the hysterical commentary on the banks, well, let's put it this way, there was a fair amount of hyperbole, extrapolation, exaggeration, and to a certain extent some self-serving propaganda on the part of the people who were short. But it's been overdone, Really, these banks are not going to go bust, and the earnings, there are big question marks over the earnings, of course, and banks are far from my favorite sector overall. But suffice it to say for now that we have a technical rally underway, and I think that's probably there's a lot of short selling in that. And the pattern I have forecasted in recent days is that we would get a short covering rally. I found the banks resistible, although as I've also said with a pistol in my head, I would have been a buyer rather than a seller, but I could resist them because I thought after the short covering rally we would see a pullback of most of those gains, and support would need to be encountered near the lows, followed by some ranging right-hand extension, clear evidence of base formation development, because I felt that we might see a longish convalescence. Now, of course, that doesn't have to be the script, that's just my guess. And another script would be the stronger, more persistent recovery that we've seen with Goldman Sachs, for instance. And of course, another script favored by the bears is that we just get a short rally and then they go herring on downwards to significantly in significantly further declines. At this stage, having seen these big downward moves in the bank shares, I'm really not forecasting that. I'm just an interested observer. But the clue will be on the retracement following this largely short covering rally. Will demand come in to offset additional short selling pressure in the bank shares as they retreat from the rallies that are still unwinding here today? That will be interesting technically, and of course you and I can watch it every step of the way. And it's important in terms of a lead indicator for stock markets generally. Given some of the technical damage that took place, it would be difficult for the US and European stock market indices to push back up through their highs, even though we're moving into or towards a very favorable year-end seasonal period. Now, that would require for them to push back up through their previous highs would require really quite a steady performance by the banking sector overall. I wouldn't rule out that possibility, but what I do expect is that once Wall Street starts going down, so we don't get the negative leash effect pull on the downside, and if Wall Street is just steady, let alone rallying as it is doing at the moment, then we will see that creating an environment where some of the high growth, high earnings markets romp on the upside. And India is very much in the pole position. Okay, what else to mention in here today? Government bonds. It's a quiet day here, and that is hardly surprising. We've seen a lot of quiet days here from the bond markets, but they're not selling off very much against this background of the firmer tone in global stock markets because people are still concerned about slow GDP growth. A number of people are saying, well, why aren't bonds panicking over inflation? Well, I certainly don't think they're going to do that before there's a general consensus that we've seen the all-clear signal on the U.S. economy and that it is GDP growth is picking up once again, and I wouldn't hold my breath for that. One of the reasons for that, it's not that there isn't lack of not that there isn't some inflation around. We have plenty of inflation in food prices, and more's on the way. And the same can be said for energy prices. But really, central banks are not going to crack down in terms of tough monetary conditions to wring food price inflation out of the system. That would be an insane move, in my opinion, because this is a global problem. And they would be far more concerned central banks, that is, if wage inflation was taking off. But it most definitely is not. And that, of course, is because of the very competitive pressures due to globalization. So once again, the inflationary pressures are mainly in the resources area. Then there's the nasty inflation, which is created by government, well, I call it inflation, the government taxes that we see in the West, not least in the UK, where those of us who live here have to do better and better in the markets to maintain our standards of living. And costs of government, well, it's government-related inflation costs, council taxes, police, that sort of thing. Those have all been soaring. We've seen that before, haven't we? But really, we do not have the across-the-boards runaway wage-led type of inflation that we saw in the 1970s. Nothing like it, as a matter of fact. Okay, precious metals, well, they had the big shakeout. I think this is still a consolidation phase, but I wouldn't be surprised if we didn't see the lows on Monday and Tuesday, and that I wouldn't be surprised if we aren't going, if we're not back on the way up and some more ranging activity before these overall uptrends continue. In the industrial metals, copper might very well have turned now. Copper got down very close to the $3 level. That was this is the US price, of course, that I'm talking about. And that was very close to a previous important low. There had been some downward acceleration. It has a moderate upward dynamic developing in here today. I increased my copper long on this in here today. I wish I'd increased it a little bit more. I increased it by about a third, and I also increased my gold position a little bit during an intraday pullback here. Anything else to mention? I've covered the grains and beans and oil prices generally. You see the linkage here. Most of these asset prices tend to move up together and down together. I hadn't mentioned the US dollar. That is weaker in here today, but well off its lows. As far as I'm concerned, the US dollar is in a ranging phase right now. That's a good thing. That helps to calm nerves generally. I don't think this is the beginning of a big move on the upside in the dollar. Now, no audio from me tomorrow or comment of the day, because I do have the chart seminar, and I also have a function following the chart seminar. Owen will be coming in and doing a brief comment. He's also at the chart seminar, of course, but he'll be doing a very brief comment of the day and an audio. On Friday, we will not have any coverage, but I will come in on Saturday and do a big picture long-term outlook audio for the week. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.